a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider, Thursday night, December 27th, 2007. And yes, we are live. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us. Hope your Christmas holiday was a joyful one, and you got to spend it with family, those you love. I did. Got to play with the grandkids. They didn't think my oldest daughter was going to be at our little Christmas celebration we had. And sure enough, ended up she was, and there were the grandkids. And so we had a grand time with them. The kids had a great time Christmas morning. It was just fun being together. And I always enjoyed that. And I had a change occur to me a little over 2 years ago, oldest grandson was born. And up until that point in time, family was okay. But after that, after he was born, just holding him the first time, my thoughts about family and the desire to be around family intensified. And it has not gone away, and I don't expect it to. And every time I see their little faces, and I see the faces of my kids, it's a great thing. Get to see mom, hang out with mom and dad, and it's fun. And just to sit around and just, you know, don't have to do much. I mean, just throw some food out on the table, and everybody just starts talking, and it's a good time. And we sure had a good time, and I enjoyed it. Enjoyed the time off. Chance to kind of rest and get ready to get into 08 and really get busy and try to intensify what we do on this program as well as other things that I'm involved in just to do a better job. And we're going to have a good lineup of guests in 2008. We're going to do the Midnight Rider Show website. We'll finally get its rebuild. And it'll actually be more than it is now, but I'm actually in the rebuild of another website right now that I have to put first priority on it to get it up and running, and then the Midnight Rider Show website will be after that. But just looking forward to the new year. I think 2008 is going to be a great year for us. John Steinmetal was talking about that yesterday on his program, and not being on the air yesterday during that time slot, I had an opportunity to listen to the show. And I agree with John. I think 2008 is going to be a good year. And both for RBN, TruthNet Radio, the network that I have, and I think in the end for America in general. It's not going to be painless. I think we've got some hard times ahead of us. But I think in the end, I think it's going to be a darn good year. All right, it's open lines tonight. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the other side. We'll dig into a little bit of news and whatever you want to talk about. The number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a second. We'll do Mouse Couture roll call here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Midnight Rider, if you'd like to join us tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Feel more than free to join us for the program and just pop in there. And that's a great way to interact with the show. There's good conversations going in both rooms always. And so feel free to pick a name. It doesn't cost anything to chat. You're around like-minded individuals right there. And those chat rooms are running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the chats go often late into the night. And I know in the case of the Midnight Rider Show chat room, there's usually people in there 24 hours a day that are just always chatting. People, different work schedules, pop in and out. And a lot of people usually know what's going on, what's up. And very cool. And let's do a little Mouseketeer roll call, shall we? Let's do. In the RBN chat room, we've got Fresh, Grump, Jack Spratt, Rogue Dolphin, Suzette, Techie, and Wolf are in there tonight. And then in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Amoral, Calvin, Chowda, C. Kemp, 6205, D. Alistair, David B., Doug, Airlion, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, Lee, Linus, Low-Tech, Lucas, Mike CTW, Rob, and Rob Works, all hanging out in the chat rooms tonight, for both both rooms going at the same time. And that's cool. I mean, I like the deal of going back and forth between the rooms and seeing what's happening in the other rooms, the conversations, because each conversation takes a little different turn most nights, which is very, very cool and interesting to see. And you know, it's so amazing the audiences that we have on the programs, both here on RBN and True Tech Radio that I do. So intelligent, and I'm just impressed with the level of knowledge that people have, and it just blows my mind some of the stuff that people will call in with, and I think it's very, very cool. If you'd like to contact me, I have an email address. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. Feel free to drop a note, suggestion for a guest, or constructive criticism if you like. I always take it, and I take it to heart too. I had somebody had emailed and said I was talking too fast, and I went back and listened to a couple shows, and sure enough, I was talking too fast. And so I try to slow that down, and that's always been one of my little, mind farts, if you will, that I'll forget to slow down. And I just start talking. And so that's what happens. So I any criticism, any feedback about the program at all, please don't hesitate to drop us a note. Benazir Bhutto, she was a former prime minister of, Pakistan, was likely to be so again, assassinated. Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility, saying that she would have tried to destroy the Mujahideen's operation in Pakistan. But there are a lot of people also wondering if the ISI was not involved. The ISI, of course, is the Pakistani version of the CIA. And the question a lot of people in Pakistan have at this moment is, if she had such good security, why was somebody allowed to get so close? And from just some of the research I've been doing here this evening, Pakistani politics are volatile to begin with. And there are a lot of their local elections, people die. I mean, if you want to run for office, you really want to run for office. Because, I mean, your chances of living may not be very good. And a lot of people had seen her as a moderate who might have cooperated more with the United States on the war on terror, which would be a reason why Al-Qaeda, if indeed they did decide to kill her, did so. But at the same time, Musharraf benefits as well from her untimely demise, and that it eliminates a another party from all of that. And so it was very, very interesting what's happening there. And of course, there's this country with a bunch of nuclear weapons. Ron Paul was all over the television today talking about this, people asking him about this, and say, look, this isn't any of our affair. Let them work it out. Russia worked their deal out with the nuclear weapons. Let them work it out. I mean, because in reality, nobody wants to set this stuff off. Anybody who wants to launch a nuke's a fool. And, you know, there's just no getting around that. So I'll let them work it out. And there are some who believe that the Mossad may have been involved in this as well. Suzette, bring that up in the chat room as well. And but yeah, the Mossad has been bandied about as well as a possible party, or it could have been all of them, quite honestly. Remember, Al-Qaeda was a CIA asset. And once a CIA asset, always a CIA asset. And I think, you know, in many ways, this group, who is in some dialects referred to as the toilet, which is what Al-Qaeda stands for, in some dialects the base, could be all working together. I mean, you never know. I mean, we have funded and played both ends against the middle how many times? We've been doing this for decades now. Got rid of Mossadegh in Iran in 1953, put the Shah in. We loved the Shah up until about 78. Boom, we pulled the Shah, put Khomeini in, start funneling money over to Saddam Hussein, and then we have the Iran-Iraq War. Oh, then we're tired of Saddam when he goes into Kuwait, even though we told him, hey, we don't get involved in the internal affairs of Middle Eastern countries. Go ahead and do what you need to do. We go in, we blow the heck out of Iraq, get him out of Kuwait, leave him sitting for another 10 years in sitting there in all their glory with these sanctions as a million people die, and then boom. Let's attack him again. Ooh, this is great. Why? Because they got oil. And they begin to think, wow, you know what? They've got a lot of untapped reserves there, and we can control that and make a lot of money and have a lot of power. So we've been playing games in that region for decades. And when you look back and see the players and all these games that are being played, you have people like the Dulles brothers, Prescott Bush. I mean, this the same group of folks in the United States here have been running along here for about the last 60, 70 years, making events happen, making things happen. So it's highly possible that, a group of all three, whether it be Mossad, ISI, CIA, and look from a standpoint from the Mossad, they want a region that's inflamed, which will encourage people like the U.S. to go do their bidding for them. Israel's dying for us to attack Iran. And we'll your national intelligence estimate is wrong. Here's ours. And we say this. You need to do this. And no, we don't need to do anything. We need to do what's right for the United States. And so there. Benazir Bhutto dead. Evidently, hit in the neck and in the chest, and they're not real sure if it was a bullet that hit her or shrapnel from the bomb that went off right after. And you've got to have somebody who's extremely good to come up, pop two shots into the car, which is bulletproof glass. So you've got armor-piercing rounds, and then to just immediately pull the cord in all the confusion to make and to blow it up right by her car. Very interesting in all of this, but always, so many different shadowy figures get involved in all of this because everybody stands to benefit in a certain way. If this Bhutto had become prime minister and was able to settle the country down, maybe bring things to a nice little calm, because you've got Pakistani warlords and tribal leaders who've been helping the Taliban for years. Some even believe that Osama bin Laden is alive and well in Pakistan. But if that's the case, then, there's a number of reasons why different countries would want her out, including the United States, because this is a boogeyman you don't want found, be he alive or be he dead. They're not quite done with this boogeyman yet. And there's a little more mileage left to go in the name of fear and terror. Everything's not quite locked down here yet, but they're trying. And I don't mean that to scare anybody. It's just the truth. They're continuing. I mean, more and more you hear stories of people being tased. A couple was tasered in a Madison, Wisconsin shopping mall, all because the guy had his hand in his pocket and looked and matched a general description of somebody who had a gun. Cops rush him. Try to throw him to the ground when the guy resists, which you would naturally do anyway if you've done nothing wrong. And even if you've done something wrong, you're going to resist it anyway. So your natural instinct is to resist. They couldn't immediately get him to the floor because the floors were slick, because people walking around with wet shoes. So eventually they try to tase him, and not only tase him, but his wife as well. And, of course, they showed up in their little military-type uniforms. Oh, we're here to do our duty. We're Darth Vader. Oh, please submit. Please submit. All right, back in a minute. with more. If you'd like to join us, number 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Rider 800-313-9443 is the number to join us. It's open lines tonight, and we'll do open lines tomorrow night as well. And then take a couple nights off Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be back on the 2nd, on Wednesday night, the 2nd of January. But I'm just tickled that you're with us, and so glad to be a part of your evening, as always. And I just am so appreciative that you take the time out to listen. And it means an awful lot that you do that. And so thank you very much. And thank you to everybody listening on KU Satellite, with your dishes there at home, and everybody listening on the Internet and as it's simulcast also on TrueNet Radio, on the micro-broadcast FM stations across the country, all over the country. And that number is growing. And, I mean, it is seriously growing, and I am just tickled to death about that. that the number of stations are popping up all over the place. And so very, very cool. And glad to hear that. And then also to AM and FM stations all over America. Low-power AM stations, too. We've got a few of those starting to pop up as well. They do a dandy little job in their burks. And I'm just thankful for everybody who stands up and does that. And big hats off to guys like Mike Jones with the Texas Resistance Radio Network who've been kind enough to spearhead these kind of efforts and provide technical expertise and advice to folks all over the country to help get this message of truth and freedom out. And I think, you know, with more micros that we can get up, especially in 2008, I think, one, it not only helps Ron Paul, but two, it helps the message overall and help wake people up. I mean, there's nothing like, you know, going down the road and boom, you know, you're just scanning on the car stereo and whammo, message of liberty and freedom right there in their woofers and tweeters as they're driving down the road. And it is a big deal. And it's utilizing the current technology that we have and making the most of it. And I am just very, very thankful to those of you guys that are out there. And hopefully some folks got micros for Christmas. That'd be a dandy little gift, wouldn't it? Yeah. Birthday, anniversary, anything. Man, perfect. Perfect gift. Give the gift of a micro. Yeah. Interesting article I found today on Press TV. Actually, it was forwarded to me. Denmark-based Saxo Bank predicts a Ron Paul presidency in 2008, and it says the U.S. economy is going to plunge into a depression just prior to the election. The U.S. economy is going to shrink by a quarter, and the Chinese economy is going to decrease by 40%, and this economic downturn is going to come about as a result of the housing crash. Saxo Bank is also predicting next year $175 a barrel for oil, and the price of grain is going to double, which means that, well, just about every kind of food that you eat is going to go up. Especially, you know, feed for, you know, for cattle, you know, summer fed wheat and chicken, other things like that, and your bread, certainly. Which shouldn't be anyway, but most of us do. That's going to, you know, those prices are going to go sky high. Some have predicted that oil will climb to $250 a barrel. The U.S. attacks Iran. Bank is also predicting that 30% of large building companies are going to go bankrupt. And there's a ton of construction going on right now in my area. I mean, a ton. And I know that's happening happening all over. All over the country right now. And then I saw this this evening. California may see $4 gasoline in 08. $4 or more per gallon could become more familiar throughout California in 2008, as gasoline will cost about 65 cents more per gallon than it did in 2007, analysts predict. Expect gasoline prices to surge this spring. Higher demand is going to be one reason. Gasoline could average $3.75 a gallon across the U.S. in a few months, pushing the price in California up and over the $4 mark. Energy analysts said yesterday, several factors point towards a nightmarish spring for motorists, they said, including persistently strong crude oil costs and the fact that the traditional December drop in pump prices didn't materialize. If anyone expects gas to be less than a new record, they're not thinking, said Fidel Geit, senior energy analyst for Oppenheimer & Company. There's no question it'll be much higher than last year. Americans will start 2008 paying about 65 cents more per gallon than they did in January of 07. According to the forecast, by April could see self-serve regular selling for $3.50 to $3.75 a gallon. Wow. We'll get into more of this when we come back. I'll also talk a little bit about a home heating oil cost. People in the Northeast are going to be wondering about that as well. And that cost is going up. We'll talk about it and more on the other side. It's open lines here on the Midnight Ride. You want to join us? The number 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Talk of the flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conflicts again and again and again and again. Our sanity walks away. All this discussion, the politically correct, it's dead beyond destruction, though it leaves me quite erect.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us here on this Thursday night edition here. We've got to open lines tonight. And, yeah, the cost of fuel is going to continue to rise here. If you sit and look at how things, you know, how the price of oil has gone up. In 2001, when Bush took office, Oil was trading at $19 a barrel and has been hovering between $90 and $100 now for the last 45 days or so. And they're predicting $175 a barrel oil to come out next year. And you can just, you know, again, in California, looking at $4 a gallon for gas, $3.75 on an average across the country. And that's just incredible. And what that's going to do on transportation and people trying to get back and forth to work. That's going to be the big thing. If you live outside of a major metropolitan area and you've got to commute into work, you're done. I mean, unless you're making megabucks, and most of the people I know are not. I mean, even a 20 or 30 minute commute, is going to be hellaciously expensive. I mean, you might go from filling your car up once a week now to twice a week because you're going to be, you know, because people have a budget for these type of things. And more are just going to try to put it on the credit card and charge it, which is even worse. And we're going to get into that in a little bit because now credit card defaults are rising as well, in addition to these subprime home loans. And I had been wondering about this for quite some time, and I mentioned this before. The fact that I've seen people in the grocery store paying for their groceries with credit cards. Same thing with the gasoline. You know, now if you pay the balance off at the end of the month, hey, more power to you. But if you're financing it, financing a tank of gas, you know, and these interest rates can go up to 35% on these credit cards, and they're even changing the way on people who pay on time are being dealt with. So we're watching, you know, we're watching the whole bottom of our economy fall out, and the Saxo Bank predictions that we're going to lose a quarter of our economy in 2008, as well as China losing 40% of theirs. That's going to hurt Canada as well. But then of course here comes the home heating oil costs. And natural gas here, I'm sure, is going to go up. That's what we use to heat our homes here in Oklahoma. But in the northeastern part of the country, they use heating oil. Heating oil prices, a Reuters article came out today, for U.S. households rose 0.2 cents during the past week to hit a record of $3.30 a gallon. The national heating oil price has jumped an average of 86.6 cents. From a year ago, the U.S. Energy Information Administration said in its weekly heating oil report, steady rise in heating oil prices reflects expensive crude oil and high heating fuel demand during the winter months. Earlier on Thursday, the EIA said heating oil stocks in the weeks ending December 21st fell 700,000 barrels to 39.8 million barrels, and we're down 21 million barrels from the same time a year ago. Washington, D.C. had the highest heating oil prices at $3.66 a gallon. It's an increase of about a penny and a half from the last, prior week. Jersey next at $3.45. Lowest prices in Nebraska, $2.95 a gallon, down a penny, and then it's followed by Kentucky at $3 a gallon. EIA has estimated the consumers in the Northeast, where one out of three homes in the region use the fuel, will pay a record $3.06 a gallon, an increase of 66 cents from last summer. So huge, huge increases occurring with the cost of fuel. And again, you've got these high oil prices that are again hanging around the $100 mark. And then the thought that they're going to rise even higher, up to $175 per barrel. No wonder we attacked Iraq, huh? I mean, my gosh, can you imagine the money and the power that's being generated out of this? Because as the demand's not going to change for some time. So we're going to play games with the supplies. And so all that's going to do is continue to drive the cost even higher and higher and higher and higher. It's just a simple economics, the law of supply and demand. And people here in this country are going to pay for it. People all over the world are going to pay for it. I mean, it's not just here in the United States. And the thing is, the scam is starting to expose itself. It can only be held for so long. When you've got preachers, I was so amazed listening to Stad Miller yesterday. Here he is playing Rod Parsley out of Columbus, Ohio, at his church there, talking about the Federal Reserve and what a scam it is. I'm going, what? Whoa, Daddy, where'd this come from? But it's the truth, and people need to know about it. And not only was that to his congregation, but that went out to nationwide television, folks. Parsley's in a ton of cities, on a ton of stations, and on two or three of the big religious networks. So that made it into a lot of homes. And so that's a big, big thing that he stepped up to the plate and did as far as delivering that message. But man alive, just the thought that this information is starting to come out is huge. I mean, it's enormous. And I'm just gonna, hey, my hat's off to you there, Rod, for doing that, for bringing that information, because it's the truth, and it's things that people need to know. And I think it's a huge thing. And I think he needs to be applauded for what he's done and the message that he's given to his congregation. And so there you go. But it's just amazing. Holiday shopping, by the way, down 5-year low. So I would imagine probably economic growth, there's not going to be any this quarter. If there is, it's going to be minuscule that are lied about. Surge in spending over the weekend may not have been enough to rescue Target, Sears Holdings, and Macy's from the slowest holiday spending season in 5 years. MasterCard's consulting unit said yesterday that sales from November 23rd to December 24th gained 3.6%. Spending in the week through December 22nd declined 2.2%, the fourth week of declines, even after sales increased about 20% over the last weekend before Christmas. Chicago-based shopper track RCT said Monday it's not going to overcome the negative forecast. Frederick Crawford, managing director at Southfield, Michigan-based Alex Partners, said of the weekend, it's going to be a good start, a very weak midsection, and a strong finish. Strong finish, yeah. Gasoline at $3 a gallon, and rising food prices have discouraged shoppers from spending during November and December, which account for 20% of retailers' annual revenue. Listen to this. Christmas, the shopping season, November, December, 20% of the revenue. That's incredible. And, of course, people aren't going to spend the money. But when you've got to get back and forth to work and the cost of everything that you buy at the grocery store is going up enormously, and the changes have not been subtle, they have been big. I mean, one day you got milk at $3 a gallon, next day you're walking in, it's $4. You go, wow. And the only thing that's cheap is all this genetically modified crap you don't want to put in your body. Then again, you've got lower credit cards, you've got lower sales in the malls, the retail, and the like. But at the same time, you get credit card defaults going up. So again, here you go. And then on the subject of these credit card defaults, a lot of people would used to think, okay, well, if I get in trouble, I'll just file bankruptcy. Sorry, 2005, the law changed, and it now makes a bankruptcy more difficult. To have your debt just discharged. certain situations and things have to apply. You just don't walk in and get it done anymore. And so that means that people are going to be in default, which you're going to, in the end, you know, people are going to come back and have their property and things attached to. So again, the debts aren't going to just disappear. They're not going to go away. What's going to happen is they're going to come get your stuff and redistribute the wealth, which is what this is all designed to do in the first place. To totally take out the middle class in this country and to leave a ruling rich elite and a low middle class at best, but a poor segment of the population that by and large will continue to do these service jobs in our consumer economy till we get to the point where there's nothing left to consume because nobody can afford it. And therefore, the laws supply and demand will kick into effect where places like Walmart, instead of stocking tons of things for a low price, will start stocking fewer things for a bigger price. Ooh. Think about that. Think about what it's going to be like when your milk, gallon of milk for your kids, $7-$8 a gallon. What are you going to do? So people can have a hard time imagining that. It's hard to imagine, hard for me to imagine. But it's coming. I mean, when we're sitting here sucking up our corn for this E85 ethanol, which is a boondoggle, just like it was with gasohol in the 70s, there's no extra benefit from this. They're saying, we're going to reduce our independence on foreign oil. No, you're not. And now what they wanted to do is add more genetically modified crops to increase yield so farmers are able to produce more in the field and have more of it turned into ethanol. Instead, you get report after report saying that there's not enough food in the world for people to consume, and we're chewing it up and making gas out of it. That's nuts. I mean, there are other technologies that are out there that can get us away from oil. The problem is to do that is you put these companies out of business. The big oil companies that have been around forever, the Standard Oils, do a little checking into them, little Rockefellers, how basically by hook or by crook, they became the kingpins of refining oil into things like kerosene, gasoline. And they did it through graft and corruption and just out and out force. You could either have your leg broken or you could sign your paper. And if you didn't want to sign the paper after we broke your leg, well, hey, we'll just come back and kill you. And so these people don't want to go anywhere. That's why these technologies are withheld. That's why those who create the technologies end up slipping out of their bed and falling 20 floors in the middle of the night on the night before they're supposed to meet with some people to talk about funding for their device that makes energy out of nothing. And it works. And I don't care who these people are affiliated with. Hey, in my opinion, if you're against freedom, if you're against liberty, whether you're Jew, Gentile, blue, black, blue, green, red, yellow, polka dot, I don't care who you are. You're my enemy at that point. Doesn't matter who you are. And we're fighting a conglomeration of people that are bent on our demise. And quite honestly, we're coming to the point in time to where we're going to meet at loggerheads, us and them. More and more people are beginning to realize what's going on, are coming to networks like RBN, seeking information and finding information. The light's coming on and people are going, oh, my God. And we're going to come to a crisis point between us and them, and we're going to win. We will win. The survival of the human species depends on it. The survival of this country, the survival of our way of life depends on it. Heck, it's starting to, I saw an article today that made me chuckle. Economically, things in this country are starting to get so bad that even the illegal aliens are starting to go home on their own. Oh, well, dollar ain't worth crap here. It's time to go. Bye. They're leaving. Or are coming. But many are leaving. Which I found interesting. Very, very interesting, in fact. But I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling this to giving you this information to empower you so that you can make decisions about what you and your family will do in the coming year and in the coming years. Forewarned is forearmed. Knowledge is power. That's why we're here, is to empower you, not to scare you, but to provide you with knowledge so that you can make the decision. Back in a minute. We've got more. The number 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This would be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can feel the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love. I can see your face there. Okay.
right here on the Midnight Rider. I can just let this song play. Love this song. Great tune. Waiting for the Sun by a group called Goldfinger out of Australia. Good stuff, too. I don't want you to be afraid. Fear is what's allowed them to do what they've done so far. Federal Reserve was created because of constructed money panics that scared the population into running on banks and causing economic upheaval. And last one was 1907. You have a rumor started that the Knickerbocker Bank in New York is insolvent. People start running on the bank and then start running on other banks. Oh, we've got to have this all fixed here. We need some real upstanding individuals. People like, J.P. Morgan, for one. I'd rather be like Paul Warburg and people over at Kuhn-Loeb and here and there and everywhere. Keep an eye on the money supply. Handle things for us. These are good, kind-hearted men. Uh-huh. J.P. Morgan was a Rothschild agent. So, most of the others. And they scared the people into thinking a Federal Reserve, a central bank, was a great idea. And then, of course, the bills passed in the middle of the night over the Christmas holiday. After it was promised it wouldn't be voted on out until after the Senate come back. It was quickly signed into law by Woodrow Wilson. And it was created based on the fact that they scared the hell out of people. After 9/11 happened, you just ramp up the fear. There's Al-Qaeda everywhere. Al-Qaeda's everywhere. They're here. They're there. Watch out. And there are people who are afraid, who are still afraid. How many people, when Tom Ridge told people to go out and get duct tape and plastic sheeting for their windows and things, went out and did it? Stocked up on it. In case of a dirty bomb. I mean, people were afraid, and they did as they were told. People are giving up their rights, their freedoms, their liberties, because they're afraid. Don't operate out of fear. The time for fear is over, folks. They play on your fear. They want you afraid. If you want to take control of your life and get your country back, it's time to stop being afraid. Dangerous people they are, yes. But powered with knowledge, they're no longer have to be afraid. Back in a minute with Hour 2.
Since 19... 19-